Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Talking with Heroes talk show program. I am Bob Calvert, your host for this program, and I am also the founder of Talking with Heroes. For those of you listening for the first time, you get a little bit of a history. We've been on the air now between audio programs and video programs in Iraq and Afghanistan. We've been on the air almost 10 years. You can read about a little bit of that history at talkingwithheroes.com/about. And then the newest programs we've been doing over the last few years, you can read about the individuals on it, see pictures on the news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. We also have a new, in addition to YouTube, a new audio and video channel, TamaraStreamLive.com/talkingwithheroes. This program and all the programs we've been doing now for many months are on there, including videos we did back in April at the Face of America ride with about 600 riders on the East Coast. So some of you know we have a Thursday night program with R4 Alliance members. We've been doing that for almost a year now. We interviewed about 45 of their nonprofits, military support groups, focusing around recreational therapy. Again, you can read about that on our news site, thankyouforyourservice.us. And then I think it's about 6 months now we've been having call-in programs with soldiers calling in from the Schofield Barracks 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division. They go by the Bronco Brigade. Actually, it's Bronco Brigade on Twitter. And so we're continuing that series of programs tonight. We've had a couple of programs in the last month or so from Australia and one from, I believe it was the Philippines. And tonight we're going to be hearing from some soldiers at Schofield Barracks. And they're going to be talking about an event they helped organize for Hawaii's Gold Star Children during Military Appreciation Month. So to get us started, I want to introduce Second Lieutenant Megan O'Brien. First, thank you for your service, and welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. I'm glad you had the time to be here. And if you could just start out, share a little bit about with our listeners that are listening for the first time about yourself, your Army career.
Yeah, sure. So I just arrived to Hawaii around 8 or 9 months ago. Prior to that, I lived in Louisiana. I did the reserves for around 4 years with 412 Theater Engineer Command. It was really eye-opening because I worked with a lot of higher-up officers, and they really incentivized me and pushed me to go through the ROTC program at my university. I have family in South Carolina. We're big into horses, so that's always been great. My mom there is very supportive. I had a mother or a sister and a brother that went to the military, so I was always very excited to join the Army. Since I've been selected to come to Hawaii, it's been really great here. Our battalion's very supportive of all of these events. One of the events that got tasked down was the Gold Star event, and this one has been, like, really, really eye-opening on, like, how far, like, the Army's reach really is and, like, what we really do here. So that's what I've been doing. I'm currently with a Charlie company, the evac platoon leader there. It's been really great there. I've definitely learned a lot since I've come to Hawaii.
Okay, you said you're a platoon leader with Charlie company?
I am.
Okay, good. Great. So talk a little bit about this Gold Star event for children in Hawaii. I always say I've interviewed one too many Gold Star families. Over the 9 years, I've interviewed a lot, and there's thousands, very sadly. And so talk about this event. How did it come together? And talk about what happened there.
It actually got tasked down from brigade to our battalion and from our battalion to myself. And honestly, whenever I was tasked with it, as I said before, I didn't really understand what the Gold Star was or what the Gold Star family means, and so I kind of want to take a minute to first explain what that means. So the term, like, Gold Star family, it's a modern reference that comes from our service flag. The flags, the banners, they were flown by families during World War I, and the flag included a blue star for every family member that was immediate, or every immediate family member that was serving in the armed forces during any period of war or hostility. And so if that loved one passed away, a blue star was then replaced by the gold star. So this allowed the members of the community to know the price that that family had really paid for our cause of, or for the cause of freedom. So now we recognize those gold star families, those gold star fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, all of the above. And with that, this the month that we actually did the Gold Star Child event, it was the month of the military child, and so we wanted to do the Gold Star Child event. Whenever I got tasked with that and I found out what it was, obviously our commander's intent was just like to honor and remember those fallen soldiers and the children survivors they left behind. We wanted to make sure that they knew that like we were still a family and we were still like their family, and just because their loved one had passed, that didn't mean that they were also separated from the army, that they could still find support and family with us. So with that, and the way that we wanted to do that was we wanted to allow the children to kind of learn more about the army and about what their mother or father had done while enjoying their experience and the time with the Mustangs. So the breakdown, how we did it was really exciting. I asked for volunteers, and they came in the numbers. We got like 10 from each company, and people were asking to volunteer. I didn't even have to ask them. We had people coming up, can I participate in this? Can I be a part of this? Once they like knew about it, it was kind of contagious. Everyone wanted to help. So we had a great rallying of soldiers. And when the day actually came, the way that we did it was the children actually got to be soldiers for the day, kind of, sort of. So they came in that morning. We issued them name tags, and then we set up an activity so they can conduct PRT with us. It's like PT in the morning, physical training in the morning. And so they did the little stretches with us, and then they conducted an obstacle course. And really, I think the soldiers had more fun than the children. It was really great. With that, after we did the obstacle course, we gave them snacks, and they got to paint their face however they would like. They colored their own T-shirt. So you know how during PT we have our PT uniform, and so they got to color their own version of that. So it was really great. Following that, we actually showed them a slideshow of the BSB, of what our unit does and how we conduct our day-to-day operations, what soldiering really means. After we finished there, we let them go play on the vehicles. We had a static vehicle display, so we showed them all the different types of vehicles. We had an FLA, a four-line ambulance. We had a wrecker, just different types of vehicles, and we let them learn what those vehicles did. And then after that, we toured the barracks room, so they got to make their own bed. They got to really see where a soldier lives, how they conduct their lifestyle. And then we fed them lunch, so we grilled out for them. We just sat and ate with them and kind of communicated with them and just really made them feel at home and welcomed. After lunch, all bets were off. We just played all these military-oriented games, like capture the Army flag and pin the rank on the sergeant major, which is similar to pin the rank on the donkey, and then capture the Army flag, which is similar to freeze tag, and just all these different games, and they loved it. They were jumping from game to game, like, which one is this one? Like, what does this game do? Can I throw these balloons now? They were really having a blast, and so our groups would split up and play the different games with them, and honestly, all in all, it was really an event to remember. It was really heartwarming. All the soldiers were very excited and just like in awe of just like these children and all that they have been through, and then just still how overjoyed they were to be able to participate in this event. So all in all, I think it was a wonderful event. It was probably the best one I could have asked for. I would do it for free if I could. You know, if I could just quit the Army now, I would just go help Gold Star families and coordinate these events. It would be wonderful. Yeah.
That's neat.
So, yeah, it really was.
Well, as you know, probably there are some Gold Star families out there that would probably, that are listening right now, that will probably say, "Hey, you can volunteer here."
That would be wonderful.
Throwing that out. Yeah, that would be. You know, it would be neat. I was thinking about this while you were talking. It would be neat if somehow that could be done across the country for military bases across the country, because there's thousands of Gold Star families across the country. Anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, I appreciate you sharing all that with us. And do you want to go ahead and give a shout-out to family and friends now, or do you want to wait till a little later?
We can just wait till the end. That's fine with
me.
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you have there next that's going to come on?
So with me right now is Sergeant Ralston. She was my NCOIC, so my non-commissioned officer in charge. So she was my right-hand man through all of this and helped me coordinate everything. And so I just wanted to get an NCO's take on the Gold Star Child event. So here she is.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Sergeant Ralston. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. And if you don't mind, though, before you start talking about the event, if you can just kind of talk a little bit about your military service, maybe how long you served, and just a little bit about, you know, being in the Army and where you're from.
Okay. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I've been in the Army for 7 years now. I'm a medic. I have a son named Donovan, and I've been married for almost 2 years now. I really enjoy being in the Army and doing what I do as a medic, because we get so many opportunities for training and for various other events that we're able to perform our medical skills and stuff like that. And it's definitely very good educational-wise as far as that's been for me. But with the Gold Star event, I was very excited to be able to get to do something different for a change and get involved in the Gold Star event. And it was just really amazing to work with the children and be able to give back to them when they give so much to us. And even with their loss, they can still continue to give back to the community in whatever way they can. And it was just really amazing to be able to help the children for that.
I'm sure it was. Listening to Lieutenant O'Brien, it sounds like there was a lot of work in getting it all set up. So how long did it take you to put it together?
We started working on it about 2 months before we found out about the event.
Wow.
We had a lot of meetings and briefings and stuff like that where we decided to do different things at different times. So we'd have to request stuff from other units and then kind of just coordinate with our company and the rest of the companies and through the sergeant major and all that about exactly how we wanted to present this for the children and be able to just kind of make it educational and also fun for them.
Absolutely. Talk about some of the children, what you witnessed, what you saw, what they were experiencing, how they were reacting.
The best part for me about the event was being able to see the joy and laughter from them when they were learning different things about what the Army does. From when they were racing to be the first to the finish line on the obstacle course to one of the games that we played, they had to try not to step on a water balloon while being blindfolded and listening to others shout directions to them to go left or go right. And it was really awesome to see the teamwork from them and just them being able to work together. They do the Gold Star events often, so some of the children did know each other from previous Gold Star events, but some of them, you know, didn't know each other at all. And they just all just kind of came together as a community and just they were able to just be friends instantly because they had that relationship and something to relate to with each other.
That's interesting. interesting because my daughter and her husband are both veterans. He's an Iraq veteran, and a lot of their families are military families, and the kids just kind of bond and develop friendships. Do you think the same thing happens within that, you know, Gold Star family group of people? Or?
Yes, I do. And I know it's not any type of community that anyone, you know, would purposely want to belong to. But,
right, exactly.
You know, there is that similar bonding, you know, where you can connect with someone because they can understand more, you know, what you're going through and be able to relate. And that kind of bond, I think, definitely helps the children be able to get through and move on past something like that.
Absolutely. So is this an annual event, or is this the first year doing it with the children?
It's normally an annual event.
Okay. Okay, and then the children, are they from just 3BCT or from other units in Hawaii?
No,
other
they're from all over Hawaii, and there was some that were from our unit, and then there's some from all over the place in Hawaii, and they all kind of just came together.
That's interesting. Okay, it sounds like a good opportunity for different military units to work together too.
Yes, it was. It was very amazing.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing this. Now, I want to have you come back on, too, before we close the program, so you can give a shout-out to family and friends. But do you want to introduce Cadet McGuirk?
Yes, I can put her on the phone right now.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. How are you doing, Cadet?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, you are what, Army ROTC?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, great. How long have you been in ROTC? And are you going directly from there into the Army, or what's your plans?
Yeah, I've been in ROTC going on 3 years now. I'm actually prior service, though. I was active duty for 4 years and then got out and decided to go back to school to go back to the Army as an officer.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So how'd you get involved with this? First, talk about your service then. I didn't realize you had been in the military for 4 years. Talk a little bit about that and maybe where you're from too.
Okay. I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana. I joined the service in 2008 and was stationed at Fort Riley. I deployed one time to Kuwait and during the 4 years. It was a great experience, and that's why I want to go back as an officer now.
Oh, that's interesting. My daughter and her husband were both at Fort Riley in 2008.
Oh, really? I liked it over there.
Yeah.
It's very different from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I lived in Kent City for over 30 years, and my daughter enlisted from there, and then found myself later living in Junction City. Big difference from Kansas City.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how'd you get involved with this Gold Star Family or for Children event?
Actually, I wasn't involved in that event. I heard about it, and I think Lieutenant O'Brien informed me what it was, and I think she's doing great, like trying to tell people about it, because I was in the service, like I said, for 4 years, and I never heard of it, and I think more people should definitely hear about it and get involved in it. It sounds like an amazing program.
Oh, that's good. So I imagine maybe next year, if you're there, you'll probably get involved in helping organize it, right?
Yes, sir, definitely. I'll definitely be sure to tell people at my next unit about it.
Great. Well, thank you for your service, too. Would you like to... Anything else you want to add on the program, on the event, or your service?
No, sir.
Okay. Would you like to give a shout-out to family and friends, wherever they're at around the country?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my dad and stepmom and my wife and stepkids, Jen and Maddie and Matthew, and my brothers and sisters.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you again for your service and going back in the military. That's good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Bob. This is Lieutenant O'Brien.
Okay, back. So back again. Anything that you would like to add to what you've already talked about, or anything you'd like to say to the American people about continuing to support troops all over?
I just know that this was the first time for 3rd Brigade to actually get to coordinate this event, and it was a real blessing all in all, and it was very informative. So I just hope that we're able to keep on doing these, and that not only 3rd Brigade does them, but other units, other brigades, that it's throughout the Army. So.
Absolutely. So would you like to give a shout out to family and friends wherever they are across America or other places?
Of course. I'll give a shout out to my husband, Jordan. We got married just a few months ago. And then my mom in South Carolina, my sister, aunt, and uncle in Louisiana. Hopefully they'll get a chance to listen to this too if they're awake by now. They're at work right now. So.
Well, they'll be able to listen anytime later, 24/7 too.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you and Jordan for your wedding.
Thank you. We got married, and then 2 days later, we headed off to an event called JRTC, Joint Readiness Training Center. So it was a fun event.
Haven't really had a honeymoon yet, right?
Right.
Not yet.
So we had to wait till we got back. Yeah, we had to wait.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Could you put Sergeant Ralston back on so she can give a shout-out to her?
Yeah, I would love to. Here she is.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sergeant Ralston.
Yes. Would you like to give a shout-out to family and friends?
Of course. I'd like to give a shout-out to my son, Donovan. I love you, Donovan, and my wife and my parents, of course. And that's pretty much it.
Great. Well, thank you again for your service and for being on, all three of you, if you can hear me. Thank you for being on the program and sharing this today. It was very enlightening. I appreciate you sharing it.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, folks, you've been listening here again on TalkingWithHeroes.com to some soldiers at the 3BCT, 25th Infantry Division at Schofield Barracks, talking about the event they helped organize with Hawaii's Gold Star Children. And, I always ask this, if you like what you've heard, please share it. The Bronco Brigade is on Twitter at Bronco Brigade. You can find them on Facebook at 325 ID Broncos. And, of course, we're on Facebook, actually three different locations. Talking with Heroes is one. Talking with Heroes Program is another. We're on LinkedIn, Google+, Pinterest, a number of social media, and, of course, Twitter, and that's Talk with Heroes. So if you see any of our posts on social media about these shows, please share them. Or on Twitter, please retweet it. Really helps getting the word out, word of mouth. And before we go off the air, I want to kind of give a shout-out myself to our troops. First of all, thank you to all of our men and women who are serving and your families. Thank you to our veterans and your families for your service to our country. And to all those who may be in some area of the world where you could be in harm's way, be safe. We look forward to you coming back home soon. And God bless you. God bless America.